Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 27th. Today's devotion is entitled, Passing the Baton of Faith. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 145, verse 4. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. David wrote this psalm of praise as a testimony to the greatness and enduring worth of the Lord. He spoke to the covenant community of Israel who had been shaped by centuries of God's faithful intervention in their history. He described a continual pattern, one generation recounting the works of God to the next. The emphasis was not merely on remembering information, but on actively declaring God's mighty acts. Israel's worship life was built on spoken testimony, where the faith was preserved and strengthened through shared memory of what God had done. We are reminded that the testimony of our faith is never meant to end with us. It is received, and it must be passed on. The gospel we believe today is carried forward through voices that refuse to stay silent in previous generations. In the same way, we are responsible for those who come after us. If we do not speak of God's works, the next generation may never hear them. We are always only one generation away from forgetting God, and unless we intentionally pass on His truth. As we reflect on this verse, let us commit ourselves to teach our children and grandchildren the ways of the Lord, to tell His stories, and to live in a way that makes His greatness visible. In doing so, we faithfully pass on the baton of faith. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your mighty works that have been faithfully recorded and personally experienced in our lives. Help us to be faithful witnesses to the next generation, never withholding what you have done. Give us courage and consistency to speak of your truth in our homes and in our daily lives. May the faith we have received be faithfully passed on, so that your name is known for generations to come. In Jesus' name, amen.